Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, this Saturday and Sunday in Hanley Falls, it's the Good Old Days and Threshing Show, the annual event there. And on the phone with me is Mark Anthony. Mark, you excited about this weekend?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, hopefully it's not as hot as it was last weekend.
Right. It sounds pretty promising so far, I guess.
Yes, it does. Yes, it looks like great weather for your threshing show in Good Old Days. Yeah, I've asked Mark to come on here to tell us a little bit about all what's happening in Hanley Falls this weekend. And Mark, go ahead. I'll just turn it over to you.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, our Good Old Days and Threshing Show will be this Saturday and Sunday, August 1st and 2nd, in Hanley Falls, Minnesota, at the grounds of the Minnesota Machinery Museum. So a lot of activities taking place, and it actually starts out on Friday, July 31st. We do have a tractor drive starting at 5 o'clock, where we'll do about a 8-mile loop southwest of Hanley Falls, and then meet back at the Pioneer Power Showgrounds and have a light meal after that. So that always brings a few people out, and fun to get the tractors out and actually drive them. And then
an 8-mile drive, huh?
Yeah, I think that's about what it is.
That's pretty cool. So, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Takes about an hour, and then we meet back at the showgrounds and have a meal and a little socializing. And then Saturday morning, it starts up again. Gates open at 8 o'clock, and there'll be all types of demonstrations and activities going on. Some will be throughout the day, and some have scheduled times. So a lot going on.
Yep, for sure. Talk about the parade on Saturday. Is it Saturday and Sunday for the parade?
Yes, the parade is each day at 1:30, and basically the tractors will start up and they make a loop around the showgrounds and in front of the grandstands, and just a chance for people to see the tractors in motion.
Okay. Mark, tell us a little bit about the antique tractor pull that's happening on Saturday.
Yes, that is for tractors that are built before 1960. And that starts at 3:30 p.m., and that is just to the southeast of the showgrounds there. And they have weigh-in starting at 2 o'clock and different classes based on weight and horsepower and prizes. And it's kind of fun watching those old tractors show their muscle.
Right. I'm sure there's demonstrations on the grounds throughout the day. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes, there is. Saturday, it starts at 10 o'clock, or starting at 10 o'clock, we have a kids pedal tractor pull for ages 5 to 12, and there's no entry for that, and there's prizes for that, and kind of fun to see the kids get some exercise and see what they can pull on a little miniature tractor sled, so it's kind of fun to watch that. And then throughout the day, there'll be corn shelling, silage cutting, sawmill will be going, cutting some rough cut lumber, shingle making, threshing, hay press, blacksmith shop, rope making, gas and diesel engine displays, a lot of stationary engines with different activities throughout there, and actually have a PTO dyno tester, so entrants can hook their tractor up to a dyno and see how much horsepower it's making.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then one of the favorite things is with one of the old stationary engines, they use that to make ice cream, and that's always a big hit. A lot of people go through that and see how ice cream is made with an old ice cream maker and taste some good homemade ice cream.
Well, they hook it up to like a PTO or what? How do they do that?
It's belt driven off a little hit and miss engine.
Oh, yeah, okay. I might take that in. I love ice cream.
Yeah. yeah, it's really good ice cream.
Yeah. What's this roll-o-matic display that's on your poster that caught my eye?
Okay, that is kind of an ingenious front tractor setup for narrow wheels where the two wheels kind of act independent of each other but yet together. So if you go over a bump, it doesn't raise the tractor as high as what it would, you know, if one wheel went up.
Okay.
It basically levels out the front of the tractor a little bit so it doesn't react so greatly to a, you know, a bump or a going over a rock or anything. And it was actually invented by a fellow out of Boyd, Minnesota. And he holds a patent for that, and it was originally marketed to International Harvester, and then they turned it down, so it ended up John Deere bought the patent for that and put that on a lot of their tractors.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
The 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. So it's kind of a unique little design there that helps smooth tractors out going down the field.
Okay. Wow. Didn't realize that was out of Boyd. Okay.
Yeah. So we actually have the original tractor. It's actually an International tractor that was the one that they used to try and pitch it to International Harvester, and they turned it down, and then they went to John Deere, and John Deere took it and ran with it. So it's kind of interesting story, and a lot of memorabilia and literature and stuff will be on display for that too. So,
interesting. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's worth the trip over to Hanley Falls, just to, right? to see that.
Right.
Yeah.
right, to see the history on that. So,
is there any food on the grounds? Will food be available?
Yes, there is. Yep, the local first responders and fire department from Hanley Falls will be doing the concession stands this year, so that'll be Saturday and Sunday throughout the day, and then there'll be some small vendors there that'll have different type. I think they have, like, donuts and popcorn and stuff like that'll be made there, too, for snacks, but there will be food there, you know, both days, so.
Okay. Do you have a featured tractor this year?
Yes, we do. This year, we're featuring all things John Deere, so there'll be a lot of green and yellow on the show grounds. Exhibitors can bring any maker model they want to the show, but each year, we do kind of a feature, and that's kind of what we specialize and exhibit a little more of and promote, so this will be John Deere, so it should be a big show and a lot of tractors there, and like I said, anybody can bring any maker model they want, and exhibitors get in free, so if you bring a tractor or lawnmower or stationary engines, so that'll get you into the show grounds, and appreciate people bringing tractors for the spectators to see.
Yeah. Mark, do you have a tractor yourself or a few of them?
I've got a few of them.
Okay.
So little bit of everything, so I'll have a couple John Deere's there this year. So.
What's one of your favorites, Mark?
I've got a John Deere A that me and my dad restored together, so I will have that there this year, and then a John Deere 1010 I'll have there this year, but okay. I like all makes and models, but mainly grew up on John Deere, so I get a little biased towards John Deere.
There you go. the museum will be open as well, I'm guessing.
Yes, yep, okay. That'll be open both days, and there's a lot of neat items to see in the museum, so it's worth the trip itself just to be able to walk through the museum and see some of the history and farm-related items. And
how long have you guys been doing this, Mark?
This will be our 51st year.
Wow, 51st, okay. And that's what's the group called again? Pioneer Power?
Pioneer Power is the name of our organization, and it's made up of all volunteers, and we've got, I believe, two of the original members are still active and participating, so.
Wow, that's cool.
A lot of knowledge and history there.
Yeah, so I guess.
We rely on those a lot.
a lot of good discussion happening, I bet you, during the threshing show in the good old days.
Absolutely. Yep.
Awesome.
I rely on them a lot, especially when it comes to some of the demonstrations and operating some of the old threshing equipment. And I know I was out there this morning helping set up and pulling equipment out of the buildings and getting things set up and pulling out our binder. And, yeah, it was the two older guys working on that and getting that set up. So it's nice that those guys are still around and helping.
Okay. All right, Mark, tell us when this is again and where are you located exactly?
It is August 1st and 2nd in Hanley Falls, Minnesota, on the grounds of the Pioneer Power Machinery Museum.
Okay, and that's pretty easy to find, right? Right off Highway, was it 23?
23, yep.
23,
can't
yep.
miss it. There'll be plenty of signs and activities going on, so you won't miss it.
All right, did we cover everything, Mark, or do you have anything to add?
Admission for the general public is $10 per day, and children under 12 are free if they're accompanied by adult. It is handicap accessible, and gates will be open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock both days, and hope to see a lot of people there.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mark. You have a great show. Appreciate your time.
You too. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yep. Mark Antony with Pioneer Power Incorporated. Come on over to Hanley Falls this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the good old days and threshing show.